It's continuing coverage of Iowa Falls Alden boys basketball with head coach Mike Holm. The Cadets fall at Humboldt on Friday night, 81-57 in a North Central Conference battle. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time. You're able to tie it up at 21 there in that first half after getting down big early. Thought there was maybe a glimmer of hope when you cut it down to a 12-point deficit in the fourth quarter, but unfortunately Humboldt shot the ball really well and just seemed to kind of pull away late in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. They got a lot of kids that can shoot the ball. I think they said they were 46% from three-point line tonight, and like, or 43%, 56 from two. So that's, you know, that's hard to guard. Give all the credit to Humboldt. They got some kids that can just light it up.
So, again, Iowa Falls Alden drops two straight games here, down to 6-4 overall on the season. I have to imagine it's been kind of a tough week for you guys. You know, the game at Hampton Dumont Cal here on Tuesday night, a game where you had a chance to win late, unfortunately lost that one in overtime, and then here tonight. But I have to imagine it's not quite time to hit the panic button, right? Because we saw some glimmers here and there, even when you guys were maybe behind big, where you guys were still battling and gives yourself, you know, something to work on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I give all the credit to our kids. We play hard every single night. We go out and scrap and do what we can. And we've talked since day one that rebounding is going to be key for us. And if we don't rebound, we're going to have trouble. And tonight on the offensive end and Tuesday night on the offensive end, we did not rebound. And, you know, it's just proof to the kids. I told them at the end of the game that that's something we have to work at. We're never going to be bigger than anybody, but we have to battle for rebounds, and you know that's the way we're going to stay in games.
Yeah, and so when it comes to those battles, is it the physical rebounding technique? Is it just the will to out physical your opponent? Like, what does that look like for you guys, you think?
I think we're not a very physical team for one, yeah. And I think part of it tonight was we know Humboldt likes to get out and run, and they like to shoot the three, and I think we were more concerned about getting back on D to guard the shooters than it was to rebound. So, you know, we have to figure out where we want to go from there, and we're going to focus on rebounding, and we'll get better at it as we go.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout here with Iowa Falls Alden boys basketball coach Mike Holm. It's continuing coverage of Iowa Falls Alden boys basketball with head coach Mike Holm, coming off of an 81-57 loss at Humboldt here on Friday night in North Central Conference action. Now 6-4, 2-2 in conference play. And coach, you know, a 1-2 week. I know you had a nice break over January over Christmas break, excuse me. And then you start January off to a 2-2 start. How would you kind of evaluate where your team is at? Still with a winning record overall, but maybe not quite what you were looking for to start January here.
Yeah, you know, we're playing well. We're doing a lot of good things on the floor. It's a lot of little things that we need to tweak and get better at. You know, we thought that we knew tonight was not going to be an easy ball game, and coming in we knew we had to play one of our better games, and you know we played hard but just not quite enough tonight. So you know we're back on track next week with three games, so it'll be, you know, we'll have to figure things out as we go.
You bet. Noticed in the Hampton Dumont Cal game the other night that you have some guys that have the ability to come up with big plays in clutch situations. I remember that late in overtime, that three-pointer by Carson Allen,
right.
Just huge,
yep.
Right? I mean, even though you lost that game, what did that night maybe say about your team's ability to come in clutch situations, make big plays when needed, right? Because there were times that in that game and tonight as well where it could have gotten ugly for you guys.
Right, absolutely. Our kids play kind of loose and free, and I don't mind that. I don't think they tense up as much in those situations where we just kind of say, okay, let's just go play. So, you know, Carson shot. He shoots those all the time in practice, and he knocks them in, and I felt confident in running that, and it got it to him, and he made the shot. So, you know, they're used to those things. They're seniors. They've been around for quite a while now, and they kind of know what to expect.
So back to this game here a little bit. When it comes to game planning for a Humboldt team that coming into this game, they had two straight games where they scored 90-plus points.
Right, right.
They get to 81 tonight. They
yep.
shoot the ball pretty well at 46%, but it's not just one guy you got to guard, right? I mean,
absolutely.
They had that Carlson guy who kind of had a nice game tonight.
Yep.
But when it comes to game planning for a team like Humboldt, what does that look like for you guys?
Yeah, that's a tough game plan for us because, like I said, we are not physical. Man would have been a disaster tonight if we had to play man. So we knew in our zone that we had to get to shooters as best we could. They do a great job of driving to the middle and kicking out for the three. We knew it was going to be tough. We knew what we had to do. It's just when you're good shooters and you're on, that's just the ball game sometimes.
All right, so you'll turn the page into next week. As you mentioned, it's gonna continue with a busy schedule, right, with South Hardin. And then you got St. Edmund and Clear Lake. So I have to imagine, along with the limited practice time you're going to have, it's going to be continuing to develop on the fly in these in-game situations too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll watch film over the weekend, and we'll kind of game plan for what we need to do. And we'll just keep pounding it into the young men's head about rebounding and doing the things that we have to do every single night. We can't take a night off from those things.
All right, and your outlook for South Hardin, that's always a fun one when those two Hardin County schools get together with IFA and South Hardin, right?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a rivalry. I know our boys are ready to play. I think it's a good matchup for us. If we go out and play hard and you know, give the effort we gave tonight, I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
All right, any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up here?
No, our kids have good attitudes. They understand where we're at and what we need to do, and that's all I can ask of them, and we'll just come out every night and play as hard as possible.
All right, that's Iowa Falls Alton boys basketball coach Mike Holm. Thank you so much for the time tonight.
Thanks, John.